We are saying that there is a necessity to develop the local contractor, because if you want this country to enrich citizens, then do not give every conceivable job to foreigners. When you give every conceivable job to foreigners, they siphon away their profits and then the nation becomes poorer. You need to empower Ghanaians to succeed. But there's a problem. The problem is that when you give jobs to Ghanaians, are they able to come out with the top-notch structures you expect? The decency of the buildings, if you compare where we visited and here, the difference is a bit remarkable, and that's the problem we have.
Managing Director of the TDC, Joe Abbey, said some of the projects have stalled due to lack of financing.
There are 104 blocks, and we are working on 24 now, using internally generated funds. What is delaying the progress of work? It is more finance. So we now have to sit down and look for long-term finance if you want to complete all. Otherwise, you have to do it in phases.
The minister, who was accompanied by his deputies, toured the Kpong and Saglimi affordable housing sites, naval officers' housing projects, as well as a multi-purpose building constructed by the TDC.
You have to warn them off, like we did to the Galamsey people. You warn you off the property you are a squatter. That means you are in without a legal basis. And if you want to be difficult, then the forces will come and flash you out so that the place is released for development. But essentially, we are with the same mind that the squatters should be flashed out and then development should commence. So we leave them to use the best strategy to make it less offensive but effective to get these squatters out of the place.